Now, if you're a student of the Bible, you will notice that I have the scripture reversed in terms of chronology. This is mostly to pair with the message that will be delivered today and to deal with the chunk of Isaiah that I have lifted, which is the prophecy of Christ's coming. So how do we handle times of trial and pain and suffering? It's the hope of that prophecy that gave the Jews that time. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and gall, I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may be yet be hope. Let him offer his cheek to the one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. For men are not cast off, but the Lord is forever. Though he brings grief, he will also show compassion. So great is his unfailing love, for he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men. Isaiah 7:13-17. Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David, it is not enough to try the patience of humans. Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of two kings you dread will be laid waste. The Lord will bring on you and your people and on the house of your father a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judea. He will bring the king of Assyria."
It's my pleasure this morning to introduce our presenter this morning. You all probably know him, Joseph Shi, who has a Chinese restaurant here in Cremona, told me a month or two ago that he was doing a presentation at their church about his family's journey and the role God has played in it in getting to where they are here in Canada and bringing his brother and his family here as well. Joseph, you may or may not know all of the journey he's had to be where he is today. It required an awful lot of faith in God, and that's what he wants to share with us today. Joseph has landed in our community. He's become a big part of the community. He's taken part in community government. He's active in his church in the Chamber of Commerce, and they've recently adopted a Chinese boy in the last year and a half, Josh, who's doing great in school and has come a long ways, and now his brother and family are here as well. And just a little story I want to share. Joseph is extremely generous too. Sometimes he actually lets his patrons walk out of his restaurant without buying their lunch. As in Barbara and Vicky, they were so busy exchanging information that they just headed out the door. So it's my pleasure to welcome Joseph this morning and share his story.
God will make a way. God is there. And God will do something new today for you. That's all my life. We've seen so many miracles. I even don't know where should I start from. So just start from what happened recently. Half a year ago, My brother and family was able to make the way to Canada. At the beginning, it's already seen so many blocks. It seems no way they can get here, but they made it. My brother has been suffering persecution in China very badly, and his whole family, that kids cannot go to school normally like other kids. And my brother's the back have so many wounds, and that's all because he speak up for the people. He tried to help other people. All his work has benefited a lot of people, millions of people in China. But the government officials doesn't like him, so they give him very hard time, and all his family suffer. Last 1.5 years ago, I planned to take them out of China. I thought by myself I could do it. I hired a smuggler and paid him big money. But it turned out by myself, it wouldn't work. This smuggler actually is a government spy from China. My brother was stuck in the border between China and Burma, could not move even an inch forward. That's about 280 kilometers from the border of China to the border of Thailand. He needed to get to Thailand. But that smuggler just asked me to pay the money and wouldn't do anything. Not only wouldn't do anything, he informed the officials on the way just to block them. For 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks, they got stuck in the border, cannot move any inch. All of our family was desperate at that time. We thought it's finished. Now it's no way to go. But at that time, I just told my brother. Before many times, I told my brother to believe in Jesus. They don't believe. So at that time, I said, it's only one person can help you, can make the way for you. That's Jesus. So I told my brother to pray to Jesus. And they did. After they prayed for 2 days, the final day in that border, as a stranger came to see, I met my brother and family and told them, he can help. A stranger, they never know each other. And this stranger told my brother, he can help no matter what. And my brother said, no, I don't want to bring you into trouble. I was told that all the officials in the way, aware of me. Nobody could ever take me to Thailand. You couldn't help me anyway. I don't want to give you trouble. So, but that stranger told my brother, don't worry, I'll do it for you. And this stranger only charged them $400 to do the work of at least $10,000. At $400, he charged just for the gas, for the on the way, the hotel and meals. And he did. I was wondering. I thought he must be a scammer. Try to take my brother back to China. But God made the way. And they were safely drove to Thailand. Without God, I don't think that would happen. You know, it's all the way, it's already blocked. It seems no way to happen like that. After they got to Thailand, according to the procedure, by UN, they need to wait about at least 5 years to be able to come to Canada. I consulted many government officials, consulted a lot of human rights agents. All of them told me it need about 5 years to get them here. But since they becoming Christian, they believe in Jesus, they pray every day, and we pray every day. I worried a lot, but we pray too. So one day, suddenly, I received a call from a Globe and Mail reporter. I never knew this Globe and Mail reporter. His name is Nathan. He never knew me before. I never knew him before. He just called me, and he said he wanted to write a story about my brother. He not only did that, while he writing the story, he himself called the immigration department. He also called the immigration minister and asked them for such a person, will Canada help? Usually a reporter shouldn't do that. It's just cover story, that's your job. You don't need to contact the specific person to make the deal. And then when the immigration department and the minister realized that the reporter is writing the story, immediately they don't require us 5 years waiting time. So originally, we need to find at least five families to sign up, sponsor them to come to Canada. And it's quite difficult, but we found it. A lot of people willing to sign up and help. But when the government took over, they said, no, you are too slow. We don't need your sponsorship. The government will sponsor them. So that will make it very fast. So instead of 5 years, they came to Canada within 1 year. So it's all the way we can see, it's no way already. But God made a way. That's for my brother. This is the recent story. A lot of stories happened to me and my family. 18 years ago, I was released from prison in China. I have gone through the same path they have been through. But at that time, I didn't believe in Jesus. I tried my own way, tried to escape. But it wasn't that easy. I have to walk through about 50 kilometers of jungle area. In that jungle area, there are many wild animals, like tigers, cougars, wild snakes. I walk alone without any equipment, without any tools. I walked alone only in about 24 to 25 hours. On the top of the hill of the mountain, I even found a jug of water ready for me to drink. I didn't bring water, but at the top of the mountain, a jug of water was there. No matter the water is safe or no, I drank it. It's no problem. When I was walking, I was very scared. But I wasn't a Christian yet, so I prayed to Jesus, but prayed to Buddha, but prayed to Allah, prayed to whoever I don't know is there. I prayed, please help me. Without you, I can't walk out this jungle probably. But 24 hours later, I was out of the jungle. I believe that is God made the way for me. The angels were guiding me. After I walked out of that jungle, I met a Burmese military officer. So before I left China, my wife, at that time was my girlfriend, she prepared $300 for me. I gave that $300 to that Burmese officer. Usually, later on, I heard from other people, the Burmese officers are very greedy. If you give them $300, most of the time, they will assume that you have a lot, your family have a lot of money. They will keep you in jail there and as a ransom and ask you for more. But this officer is a good one. He took my money and arranged a driver for me. Within 12 hours, the driver drove me to Thailand, to the border to Thailand. And even get to the border, but I still have to cross the border to Thailand. There's a bridge between Burma and Thailand. Both sides have soldiers to check the IDs, check passport. I walked through the bridge. Nobody checked me. Nobody bothered to ask me. I don't have any ID at the time. Nobody checked me. That's really amazing. I think God was protecting me. But I didn't know at that time. So when I arrived in Thailand, I assume that Thailand is a democratic country. So they must be able to protect me. I ran out of money and I could not get to Bangkok from the border because there's a far way. So I went to police seeking help. Police checked my ID. I don't have ID. Illegal entry. Bang. I was arrested again and detained in their prison. After about 10 days in the prison, the Chinese diplomats came to visit me. They told me, don't worry, we will help you get back to China. So next time, you get a passport, you can come legally, no problem. It's amazing. Right at that time, when the diplomat was talking to me, a Canadian pastor, Pastor Barry, was visiting that jail. When he saw the Chinese diplomat was talking to me, he was very surprised because hundreds of times the Chinese inmates in that jail tried to get me to help them to bring letters to Chinese embassy for help. And Chinese diplomats never came to help anybody. So the diplomat was very surprised. This guy, I didn't bring letter. And diplomat came to talk very nicely. So he was very surprised. So Pastor Barry asked the guard why the diplomat came to visit this guy. And the guard told him, it must be dangerous. This guy is from the Tiananmen Square movement. I believe he would be sent back and get jailed again. A few days later, Pastor Barry came just to visit me. Because he visited that prison very often, so all the guards knew him, so he was able to visit whoever he wanted, his pastor. And Pastor Barry asked me what happened to me. I told him I was arrested in 1989 for political reason and jailed for 7 years. Now I could not survive in China because the persecution continues. And I told him a Chinese diplomat already assured me there wouldn't be any trouble for me, and they will send me to China and give me a passport to come back to Thailand. Pastor Barry said, "That's no way. No way they will be that good." But he said, "There's one God can help you, Jesus. Jesus is the God Almighty, and he can help you." And right there, he held my hand, prayed for me, Almighty God, your Almighty hand can free him. A few days later, he came back to visit me again. He brought me a loaf of bread and told me, "Do not share this bread with anybody. You find a place that nobody around you opened." So I did what he said. There was $200 money inside the bread. At that time, because that prison, all jail, the illegal immigrant, there's no real criminals. So usually you pay the guard $100. They will release you and let on maybe rearrest, but they will release you at that time. So Pastor Barry knew that very well. I offered $100 to the guard. The guard said, "No way for you. Chinese government and Thai government has made firm arrangement. You are due to be sent back to China very shortly. Nobody dare to release you. Anybody release you would get fired or even get jailed." I was so disappointed. A few days later, Pastor Barry came to visit other prisoners over there. He saw me still there. He was shocked. He called me to talk to him. "Why you are still here? You don't know what to do?" I told him I did what I should do. I offered $100 to the guard, and the guard said, "No way. For me, for others, no problem, but except me." Yeah, Pastor Barry was disappointed too, but he continued to pray for me. He said, "Our God is Almighty. No matter what happened, we trust him." He prayed again for me, hold my hand in the jail, through the fence. A few days later, he brought another Chinese pastor from the States to pray for me. We prayed in the jail and prayed more than 5 minutes. I asked Almighty God, "Show your mercy. Show his mercy and show his miracles for me." 3 days before I was due to send back, the flight ticket was already booked for me. 3 days before that, the guard who was guarding me got sick. And a new guard was assigned to guard me. I think God made that guard, the previous guard, forgot to tell the new God who I was. I just took the chance and offered $100 to that new God again. He accepted. As soon as I got out of the jail, I called Pastor Barry. Pastor Barry, I'm out now. And I told him where I was. I was in the public telephone booth and waiting for him. And he drove a very luxury vehicle to pick me up, because in Thailand, the luxury vehicles, nobody to check. And he directly drove me to the train station and bought me a first-class train ticket. Because again, in Thailand, the first class, nobody to check ID. So that way, I was able to get to Bangkok and got protection from UN. God made this way, miracles. So at that moment, I realized Jesus is the God, not Allah, not Buddha. Buddha didn't do anything for me, but and Allah didn't do anything. And after I became Christian, I realized God already showed many miracles even before I knew him. I start to knew Jesus when I was just a teenager, like 12 or 13 years old. My uncle, my aunt, told me to believe in Jesus. They said Jesus was the God, and God is Almighty. I laughed at them. I was the top student. I don't need God. I could do better without God. That's what I thought. But I wasn't able to do better without God. So even I was the top student, supposed to have a bright future, but I suffered all my life until I was in the prison in China. But when I came out of the jail, there's another miracle happened. I met my wife. At that time, was my girlfriend. You know, in China, when after the political prisoner get released, there would be no much option, no much opportunity to get a job to survive. I wasn't able to make any money to support myself. I don't have money to pay my own rent. I don't have money to buy food for myself. I was just like a homeless person. It's at that time I met Christina. She was there. She was quite a white-collar woman at that time. She had good job. She could make about, that's 2,000 yuan, it's about $400 at that time. Regular workers in China at that time can only make 300 yuan, that's $70. So she makes much more than ordinary people. I told her, if you date me, you might lose your job, and you might lose all of your income. You might become homeless like me. And she didn't care. But because she loved me that much, I think I could not just rely on her. I need to find my own way to survive. That's why I have to run away from China, seeking a better life outside. Otherwise, I couldn't support a family, couldn't support myself. So I think Usually, an ordinary woman wouldn't date me. Christina willing to date me, I think that's God's work. God made the way for her and for me at that time. After we come to Canada, there's another miracle happened. It almost seems to me it's almost no way. In 2015, in July, Josh came to our family. He was abandoned at birth and in and out of orphanage for 10 years. Abandoned many times, confused, troubled, and don't know what to do, don't know what is good and what is bad, because so many families teach him different things. So when he was brought to Canada by another Canadian family, Jim Walkington, is for the half a year, he was making so much trouble in that family. And that family, the woman almost committed suicide. So when Jim brought Josh to us, I was a little bit scared because I don't know what to do. I think it's no way for me to be able to handle him. After he was brought to our family, that we just trust God. It was, God might help. We were advised by many friends to bring him to see psychologist. But after we prayed, I think God have a voice on us. You do not need psychologist. Just raise him with love. Just teach him with love, with principle. It would be fine. So we didn't bring him to any psychologist, to any, the consultant. It's amazingly, he turned out as a good boy. Now he and his cousin, Charlie, every evening, not themselves, reading Bible. Every evening, they have to push me to read Bible for them. If any evening I forgot to read Bible before go to bed, they will come knock the door. Hey, you forgot reading Bible. So they are good boys. Now they can read Bible by themselves and read Bible with me. And at the school, he was doing quite well, even with English. He never learned much English in China, but only came here so short time, and his English quite good, right? So God is working. God is there. God can make a way for each new day for us. But God make a way in the way we cannot see. We don't know how he will work. And another miracle I need to mention. We came to Cremona in 2008. It's not many Chinese, not many Asians live in Cremona. So, and actually, according to the Chinese media, this area is a redneck area. And all you guys, most of you guys, are racist. You guys would look down on Chinese people. But in 2013, I was elected as a counselor by rednecks, by racists. So that story is contradicting a lot of the media propaganda. So for that reason, now the Chinese government banned me from entering China, because I'm telling the people, this is not the redneck people. These rednecks live with love, with open mind, with kindness, and they are the best people. They are not what you have been telling the people about. They are the best. I feel so blessed. Even before I was 35, I didn't believe in Jesus, but God blessed me and made me through so many miracles. God is merciful to us, even though I have been so sinful, made so many mistakes. And today, that's all miracle I want to share, because the time's tight, right? And I want everybody to realize God is there. God make a way for everybody, for me, and also for you. When you sometime get into difficult time, trust in him, he will make a way. And before it end, I also want to ask everybody a favor. This morning, I got a call from my cousin, who is a pastor in China. His mom, who is my aunt, my uncle's wife, she is the founding member of the church in China. She and my uncle believed in Jesus while they were young. They suffered a lot because of their faith. People looked down on them. They lost all kind of advantage in the society for being a Christian. But they never gave up. They trust in God, and they fought good fight, and they helped the church grow so fast, and they made so many people to believe in Jesus. And I ask everybody to pray for her at your prayer time. Thank you.